start using cutting-edge Warp Speed 5G technology with your cell phone. Let me tell you about my friends at mobilemobile.io. They have an ultra-fast 4G LTE and 5G network that covers 99% of Americans. So they've got you covered everywhere. Think about it for a moment. You have the opportunity to take a test drive for 10 days with unlimited talk, text, and premium data. What is premium data? Premium data is an allotment of a cellular data that you receive from a higher priority on the network. You won't get throttled like you will with some of those, well,
non-brand
service providers. To find out more information, all you have to do is go to mobilemobile.io. That's mobilemobile.io to start your 10-day free trial.
This show is brought to you by Safety FM.
Well, it's a Friday, so you automatically know it's going to be a Safety FM mini-episode.
This episode of the broadcast and the podcast is brought to you by Aero. The next generation error reduction and mitigation system. For more information, go to aerohp.com.
I don't know. At the very beginning, I said it's going to be a mini. I'm not sure how this is going to go, but I think it's a conversation that we need to have. Success and failure. And I know that a lot of times when you think about success and you think about failure, you kind of look at it as two separate things. But today I want to have a conversation with you about how some of the failures that you have can lead to successes. Is it truly going to only be about safety? I don't know. But I want to tell you this. I worked for an organization, and I remember I had the opportunity to present in front of the executive board. And at the time, my presentation was related to making safety a value within the organization. I don't think that I have done enough prep work because I almost got laughed out of the room. I was told that the company was safe enough. They did enough things with their other values. They didn't feel that safety needed to be its own standalone value. I was made fun of. I was ridiculed by some of the executive team afterwards. And I looked at it and I was down on myself because of this. I was not able to accomplish what I wanted to accomplish within the organization at that time. Because of this failure, it led me to look at other avenues of being able to assist with safety. These other avenues led me into starting my own consulting business. These other avenues led me into starting my own radio station. These other avenues led me into starting a podcast network. Now, if it wouldn't have been because of that one failure that I had inside of that organization, I wouldn't be sitting here today talking to you. I wouldn't be sitting here today knowing the things that I struggled with at that time and knowing how I can be able to assist other people in organizations that are trying to make the change. Was it pretty during the time? Did I enjoy what I was going through? Absolutely not. I hated it. But I embraced and accepted the failure at the time and learned from it and was able to do other things based on the learnings of the failure and be able to move forward into a different portion of a career that I was extremely interested in. I know most of the times we're very shy about talking about failures and we're very shy about admitting in public of, hey, we failed. But sometimes you just have to sit there and embrace the failure and learn what you need to learn from it. At some point, it might take you to a better place than what you ever expected. I have been your safety manager and host, Jay Allen. And until next time, be safe.
Like what we do? Share this on your socials and tell everyone.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are those of the host and its guest and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the company. Examples of analysis discussed within this podcast are only examples. They should not be utilized in the real world as the only solution available, as they are based only on very limited and dated open source information. Assumptions made within this analysis are not reflective of the position of the company. No part of this podcast may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, mechanical, electronic, recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of the creator of the podcast, Jay Allen.
So do you feel like you're missing out on what everyone is starting to do now, that live streaming thing, and you don't know where to start or what to do? I have the resource and the information to provide to you in regards on how you can stream onto 40 social media platforms all at one time. Yes, that's 440 social media platforms all at one time. All you'll need to do is go to safetyfm.com/one. That's safetyfm.com/one. That's O-N-E. So just in case. And you'll be able to start live streaming just like you're hearing people starting to do right now, up to 40 social media platforms.